Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome to The Potty Pops. It's Leslie Pops. We have a very, very special podcast for you today. I'm sure Serene's going to, she's got some literature in her hands. Psalms might be coming, you know. So I'm going to stay special tuned. Enjoy.
That was the cutest intro we've ever had.
And I feel like Danny's not here, by the way. He's probably like jet setting off and some.
No, he's not, Serene. He's social distancing and that's okay.
Oh, he is? Mm-hmm. Oh, bless him. But I really felt like Leslie Pop's sweet and soothing, comfy voice was perfect.
And I think that's all what we need right now, chicken soup for the soul. And and Leslie brought that as an intro.
I'm having chicken soup for the mouth. Well, it's not chicken soup. It's the opposite. It's our lovely milk chocolate that we've just...
I know, we finalized it today, guys. We, as you know, okay, this potty is not going to be about this, but we go on rabbit trails. This potty is going to be actually, it's really from our hearts to you during this time of, it's a new season we're all in. We're all going through this together with this virus and the world is changing and all of that, but we're going to talk about that. But you guys have...
Hey, watch it. The world is changing for good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Serene. I'm telling you. Okay, but as you know... We stopped making chocolate, our milk and our dark, because we were doing it through another company. We had the recipe, but they were doing it. Well, we are now, and we've been trying to finalize our own recipe. We've been working on it for months. Had trouble with milk chocolate, Serene. We just couldn't get it right.
Because it was right, but it wasn't right enough for you people.
And just today is the day. We've had dark chocolate, like, good for a while, but today we're all ooing and ahhing over the milk.
And I just had it swirling around me in my mouth just a second ago.
It's a good element.
When Leslie
like
Pops was talking, it was wonderful. Yeah.
So really, I mean, obviously a lot of our potties get binge listened to, and this is sort of a current one. We had something else scheduled to bring you today.
Yeah, something that I'd prepared for, and I haven't prepared for this because Pearl's like, we're not preparing. This is just bringing it.
It's current. Things are very changing in the world very fast. So maybe you'll be listening to this 6 months ahead, but we hope what we bring today will be relevant at any time because life brings us challenges, right? And it's all how we react to them. And so I think Serene and I encourage ourselves, our one another, and we speak this into our own lives, like self speak to self.
And if you're listening to this, and of course this whole corona thing's blowing over, it's a great thing to listen and fill your heart with science, mostly scripture, but if you're not a believer in science, but things that feed that rest, that anchor that of soul rest inside your heart, because it's actually better to not have to respond to situations that get thrown your way, but to be able to stand firm instead of react. We don't want to be so reactionary. True. Oh, freak out. What's going on? And try and find your footing at that time. Let's have our footing before we go into situations.
So true, Serene. I hope that what we say today ministers to you, because you might be going through another time. You know, maybe something else is uprooted in
or
your
what
life.
I'm saying nothing. It could be peace time of the dandelion flowers.
Yeah,
but you're grounding yourself.
Yeah,
you're training so that whenever things get thrown your way, nothing fazes you.
So true, Serene. So
so can I just say something because you're looking up something?
You can start, Lovey. So,
like I said, we don't really have anything. Leslie said I had notes in my hand, but it's just like some things that I just saw as I was walking out of the door, like a devotional and my Bible I just grabbed and brought. And I'm just reading from this book here. It's actually from my wonderful friend, Graham Cook. He's actually not my friend. Like, I've never actually met him, but he is my friend because I listen to him all the time just because he brings scripture. But it says, you know, the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And you may not necessarily be even a believer, but most people believe there's a devil.
Well, no, I think most people believe, if they're not biblical believers, they do believe in good and bad, light and dark.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's people that go hack people up into pieces. And where does that come from?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's obviously some bad force out there, right? Okay, but the devil is the prince of the power of the air. He lives in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe that, you know there's bad out there in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
There is. And so he operates to change the climate of faith into unbelief. He seeks to alter the mood of people, I'm just reading from his book here, Graham Cooks, away from the fruit of the Spirit to something more negative and sinister. He desires to be our substitute for God, therefore to make us like him. Anytime he can release our flesh instead of our true spirit, he's achieved a purpose, even however temporary. So what I'm trying to say here is, as Christians, we've been given authority over the enemy, and we can actually change the atmosphere.
Yes.
And right now the atmosphere is chaotic. It's not in order because there's fear running rampant. Fear is not from God.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere is being set on edge. It's crazy. It's cray cray. And so and that comes from whatever you want to say. I say the enemy, if you want to say the dark side, whatever. But we have the authority to change the atmosphere. And if you don't necessarily believe that you have the authority through Jesus, even if you pull up your big girl socks and try a little bit yourself, I don't know how far you go, but I believe through Jesus we can change the atmosphere.
Well, but it's true. But even science says, I mean, if you put Bible aside, Serene, science has caught up to the fact that fear does one thing and faith does another. Right. And I want to talk about that today.
It's hard to have faith in yourself, though.
No, correct. But it doesn't – it still matters, you see, because a negative mindset, even scientifically, gets you in a worse place than if you had a positive sign. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to bring the science today. So, yes, we have scripture, and yes, you and I rely on that.
That's a whole different level.
It's a whole different level, but you got to start at the science level.
Well, you know, wherever, if that's where you want to start, you can start there. But, you know, I'm going to start at scripture and then science will just back me up.
Exactly.
In my walk.
Yes, exactly. But we've got other people in different walks. So, yes.
And we welcome you here.
I think, you know, with this virus, I mean, yes, right now we are sitting here and schools are closed and shops are closed and we're having to make huge changes in our businesses and ours and how we're going to do things, and everything is turned upside down, right? And that can, in the natural, tend to bring in a spirit of fear and anxiety. But here's where we say no.
And can I just speak just one more little sentence here, because it just matches in. The plan of the enemy is to create misery. I'm reading from Graham Cook's book. Take away hope and develop a climate of despair and helplessness. What does the climate feel like, the spiritual climate right now? Despair and helplessness. I was just talking to my husband at the table last night, and he's like, it's more than the corona. It's like a spirit of depression right now.
Yeah.
It's like people are just really hunkering down and getting all like Eeyore, you know? It's all like, more than what is actually happening, they're projecting all this darkness that's even worse, you know? And so it says, we overcome evil with good. We must, out of necessity, position ourselves daily in Christ, if you want to position yourself daily in science or whatever. But we have to reveal, me as a Christian, the nature of the kingdom, and maybe you as just a person who wants to bring hope and light, you oppose the disorder that is out there in the climate. And we have to change the space around us, the atmosphere around us. We have to be those kind of warriors, because we don't want to jump on the train that's heading to gloom and doom.
No, and I remember, Serene, when we first started this whole Trim Healthy Mama thing, you know, we did that rap song. Do you remember? It was so ridiculous. Those of you, you might want to look up Trim Healthy Mama rap, Serene.
Are you encouraging that, are you?
I don't mind it, because
people to laugh at the time.
I mean,
like this.
Laughter is so helpful, but no, because of the words. We said that we're the Trim Healthy Mamas. We're the mama overcomers. Yes. Nothing's going to stop us. We're the mama overcomers. Mm-hmm. But those words are powerful. They're the opposite to fear. If we are, there's a virus and all of that, and it affects certain populations. We're praying for protection over our elderly and those with chronic conditions. And I believe we can help them with things that we have access to with our weapons, our health weapons. We're going to talk about that. But going along with the fear, right? Mm-hmm. Being swept up with that, that is it, it, people might say, but that's authentic. Right now, fear is an authentic emotion. Let's acknowledge that it's there. I don't believe in that.
No.
Because our authentic selves, I mean, Jesus said, if you are a Christian, he said, he didn't say, go along. If you've got fear, that's okay. Fear's okay. He didn't.
No, he said, do not fear.
But he's our creator. He know why, because go ahead and say, Serene, something, but I want you just,
no, you I want to show going, what science sister. Says. I don't want
to. Neuroscientists have revealed that uncontrolled thoughts make people very sick. Would you say fear is not a controlled thought?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely uncontrolled, right? We have to take control over it because it comes in and it's out of control.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you what, if my husband's been late home from work, not recently, but when I used to be led by fear, it wasn't just, oh, he might have, you know, run out of gas. No, it may have started there, but then it goes to an accident.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the police and the sirens and the phone call. Then I'm weeping over the grave. Funeral. I mean, it's out of control. It keeps going.
Toxic thoughts. And this is actually something that Serene and I wrote for our book, I'm That Girl. So I'm just reading it. This book is not out there yet. But this is just some of the science we put in there. Toxic thoughts create the conditions that seed and fertilize illness. One simple fearful thought is not so simple or innocent as we have may let ourselves believe. With no help from other destructive emotions or forces, a single fearful thought triggers more than 1,400 known physical and chemical responses. It activates more than 30 different hormones, researchers have discovered. The studies are piling up and they show that fearful thoughts affect our physical health in the following ways. This is what we don't want at a time right now, right? They weaken our immune system and they cause cardiovascular damage. They do that through raising cortisol. They cause gastrointestinal problems.
And we're talking about the physical right now.
Yes.
And then we can talk about the
such surgery. As ulcers and irritable bowel syndrome. Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fear. You're going to get an ulcer. I mean, they decrease fertility.
Mm-hmm.
Science shows you that. They lead to accelerated aging. They lower the telomeres in your body. Telomeres are the cells in your body that determine length of your
Doesn't
age.
That lower your immune system, fear?
Yeah,
totes.
I already said that.
Oh, good on you, mate.
They impair memory and cause damage to the hippocampus of the brain. They interrupt processes in our brains that regulate emotions and normal decision-making. They cause fatigue. Have you ever felt that?
Oh, totally.
Clinical depression and PTSD.
Oh, that's interesting.
And PTSD, and we say, but it's okay to fear. And then, you know, and look at the news and the headlines. It's going to get worse. You know, hundreds of thousands are going to die. They don't know that yet.
No, they don't know that.
It's a fearful subtype. Now, I don't know 6 months down the track what's going to happen, but I'm speaking into the atmosphere right now and I'm saying, well, that might be the headline, but that is not where my thought process are going to go because I'm a faith girl.
And the other thing is, Pearl, is that, you know, to me it's been made very clear, you know, through the scripture that he has redeemed me. He has redeemed my emotions. And fear is not a redeemed emotion because it's not one of the gifts of the Spirit, patience,
no.
Hope, loving kindness, you know, long-suffering, peace. Fear is one from the flesh. So we're to chop all those ones off.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you know, fear has a harvest just as much as faith has a harvest.
Oh, yes.
Fear seeds. Just as much as faith seeds into your life. And so I feel like that I'm very concerned and I care for the elderly population or those who have a weakened immune system. I care. I don't want those elderly's victory laps to be taken away from them.
No,
in the name of Jesus, no.
Yeah.
I don't want those who are already suffering with conditions with lower immune, I don't want them to be taken by this. It's not of God. This is not of God. However, I do believe for the most part, healthy individuals are starting to fear for themselves when they don't need to.
Yes.
When they don't need to at all. And that fear is going to actually lower their immune, like you said, Pearl, which makes them into a situation more susceptible.
It is self-perpetuating.
It's self-perpetuating. So I'm saying what we're here to say is we may not be able to, you know, stop corona today, but we can help you and help ourselves stop the fear,
absolutely,
which is making it worse. And as a believer, you know, instead of seeding into the fear, I believe as believers, and if you're a believer listening, we have been given the keys of the kingdom to bind. And so we bind the corona in the powerful name of Jesus, and so we believe for good things.
Yes,
totally.
We do. We're supposed to believe for good things. It tells us. I mean, whatever is good, whatever is of good report, we're only listening to bad reports. That's what's coming on our TVs and our social media, right? But we've got to start saying good reports to one another, not ridiculous reports like it's all gone. But you know what? We can say, hey, I'm feeling great today. I believe that my grandmother will not be touched by this. You know what? I'm going to go take her some boost juice and maybe I won't even, you know, bring my five-year-old with a snotty nose. But I'm going to plant seeds of life into my family, into my world, into my atmosphere. We, if we're overcomers, we have to do this. We cannot get swept up in this, and the tendency, everybody's doing it, they're swept on this tide of fear, and I'm just putting my foot down and saying I refuse.
And so like I said, and I just don't know if I said it clear enough, so yes, we need to pray and care for those with weaker immune systems, but for ourselves, we don't need to be like wearing like I believe in totally, okay, I'm not going to go and rub snot from somebody all down my body and everything. But when, if I have to go to the grocery store, I'm not going to be in fear, like kicking every door open with my shoe and not being able to touch, you know, even the grocery cart. Oh, they're out of Germex. Oh, I can't touch the grocery cart.
Right.
You do what you can. If there's Germex there, wipe the jolly handlebar down. But if there is not, we were strong immune systems. Don't need to perpetuate this for ourselves. Let's walk in confidence. Confidence alone, if that's all you have. But if you have Christ, confidence that he is your guard, he is your shield. And when we are spiritually anchored into him, you know, our immune system, and this is totally true, our physical immune system is bolstered by our spiritual immune system.
Absolutely, Serene. There's science to that, there's scripture to that. You know, the Bible says in the New Testament, I would that you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. And you see, so our soul, our emotions, the things we feel, our inner thoughts, they have to prosper. And prosper means positivity. Mm-hmm. Fear is not prospering, right? And then our bodies can prosper. It is a combination. When we're in fear and these things, it pulls down our immune system. And when we're in confidence, guess what it does?
Tell me,
it jolly
sister.
Well raises your immune system, Serene. Oh. It jolly well boosts it up. Do you know your immune killer cells, those the ones that seek out diseases, they all rise with positivity, with humor, with happiness. A smile raises your immune system. A laugh raises your immune system. A positive affirmation raises your immune system. They used to think that's all mumbo jumbo. And, a virus is what a virus is, and we have no control over these things in our body. Wrong-o.
Yeah, wrong-o.
Science just caught up, thankfully, to the Bible that says a merry heart is like medicine.
It is. It's like medicine. And so a man thinketh, so is he. Now listen, it's so scientific. You know, you can see it when a doctor gives somebody a death sentence. You only have 3 months to live. This is it. And if somebody signs a dotted line and signs for that UPS package, yes, I receive that. Oh, woe is me. I've got this disease. And starts telling everybody on the way home, I've only been given 3 months to live.
Yes.
You know, let me get my affairs in order. They usually die within days of the doctor's, you know, basically a prophetic, like the speaking over them. But, you know, and so that is science. But if somebody says, no way, remember that guy in New Zealand, a friend of my mum's, and apparently he'd been given just 3 weeks to live. And he's like, oh, well, I don't believe that. And at least I'm going to laugh myself and have the greatest last 3 weeks of my life, but I don't necessarily believe, I'm not signing that I'm going to die in 3 weeks. He rented every funny movie he possibly could, and he just watched them like even in through the night because he couldn't sleep because of his condition. 3 weeks time, he went back to the doctors and he was totally
better. It was a spontaneous remission. We're not saying, listen, this is a formula, and you're saying, well,
no formula.
My grandfather was the happiest man alive and he died of pancreatic cancer. Listen, we're not saying this is a formula. You laugh and you live. We're saying these are scientific things, though. We need to start listening.
They add up.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Recently, Serene and I have been talking. It was a Facebook post, I think. I talked about the vagus nerve. We've talked about it here on The Party, but it bears repeating today since we're all going through this. We need all the help and all the affirmations that we can get. In your body is something called your vagus nerve, which is it's like a telephone pole wire going from your brain to your gut. And when it's stimulated, it it actually brings so much healing to your body. It regulates all your bodily symptoms. It regulates your immune system. When it's not activated, your immune system is much more compromised. When you activate your vagus nerve, it regulates that. It regulates your endocrine, all your hormones. It regulates your killer cells, all of these things. And how is it stimulated? Scientists are just starting to find out. It is stimulated by love.
Oh, yeah.
And what does perfect love do, Serene? Tell
it
me what
it casts out all fear.
Telling you.
Perfect love.
And so when we love, when we refuse to fear, and when we love, when we're like bask in even God's love for us.
Oh, bingo. Or, can I speak here?
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Keep going, Serene.
No, no, you keep going. But when you said bask in his love, it just made me think about something I read the other day. And that's what we're gonna bring some scriptures here. I just like to read some scriptures over you soon. And even if you're not a believer, hey, people, you put quotes on your wall. These are going to be just beautiful things that you can listen to.
They're going to minister. And the Bible says it doesn't matter what you believe or not. It doesn't matter because the Bible said he sent his word and it healed them. There is healing power in the word.
I mean, in the end, it does believe. But what I'm saying is there is a resonating to the words of God that are powerful.
Absolutely.
You know, the Bible says that they have the power to break through bone and marrow.
Yeah.
So just to let us speak those over you soon. But, you know, it is reading again from this book. It's called Qualities of a Spiritual Warrior. Awesome book by Graham Cook. It says, it is our intimacy that makes us intimidating to the enemy, our confidence in the Father's love, our position in Christ, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. They all combine in us to take us to a place of being so loved, so completely loved that we lose all fear. And that's what I have been doing, Pearl, and many, many people here on the hilltop, just basking in his love through the scripture. Yeah. Because he is the scripture, he is the word. And so as I read some of these today, when Pearl, big sister, tells me that I can and gives me the go-ahead, this love that we can experience when we really believe these words, they totally decimate fear. And it's not something that you can have necessarily unless you're basking in it. You have to know you're perfectly loved to have the fear gone.
Exactly.
Shower in it.
And it's like what we've been talking on lately, Serene. It's a put on, put off. Because as we said before, fear feels very out of control, right? And it feels like, well, but how can I get rid of it? Mm-hmm. You replace it with something. You replace it with his words. Or replace it with feelings of love. You look at your family members and you're like, I'm so blessed. I so love. You know, sometimes I consciously say to myself, it sounds weird because I've been married 26 years and I don't. Say it. Maybe I'll say, I love you to my husband, right? Mm. But sometimes that feels very trite to me. But sometimes if I'm just hugging him when he goes off to work in the morning, I literally say in my head to my body, and I just say, man, I love him so much. I don't even say it to him like sometimes.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's so opposite my relationship. I say it 100 times a day. Yeah,
you do, because you're like, I love you, but I love you. I love your children, but okay. But
no, I say I love him,
I know
too,
you
without
do.
But.
I know you absolutely do. But But I say this to myself. Of course, I say I love you to my husband, but sometimes I just say it in my mind and I let my body hear it. Mm. And I know it's turning. I don't say it to turn on my vagus nerve. I just say it because I know it's so good and so healthy, and it reminds my brain and my body, yes, I do love him. I just do.
Yeah. And I, when you said, you know, we have to put off something and put on something, right? It's that replacement. You know, As we bask in that love, we have a relationship, and then we communicate with God, you know, when we bask in his love. And that communication is prayer. You know, prayer is simply is just beautiful communication with God. But prayer should be an exchange. So when we come to him and we talk with him, if we don't leave that conversation feeling totally lighthearted and the fear all gone, we weren't necessarily communicating with him. We may have been communicating with our own dark thoughts still.
Well, we might have been just praying the problem, Serene.
That's what I'm saying, communicating with our own dark thoughts.
Yeah.
It's like you just, oh God, it's so bad and I don't feel like I can carry on and it's, you know, oh, I'm desperate here and, you know, I just feel so worried and will I have food for my children and maybe I'm pregnant. What an awful time to be pregnant and blah, blah, blah. You're not replacing, you're not letting God even have his word in edgeways.
No, you're not. And if prayer is agreeing with God, he doesn't say any of those things. Mm-hmm. He says, for I'm with you always. I will never leave you for forsake you. Serene, you're going to bring a whole bunch of verses soon. I think we're going to end the potty with that. I do want to talk about just real quick, because this is not a practical potty, but there are some things that we can do during this time. This is not a time for what... for caving in to the stress and fear and just eating sugar and eating emotions. No. Because this is a time to stand strong, to bolster your immune system, not just for yourself, but because you need to be there for others and you need to be healthy for others. And you need to not push this thing along, perpetuate the problem, you know. And I think sometimes, as you know, you go into the grocery shelves and what's gone? The mac and cheese, I mean, is gone. And all the comfort foods are gone. But we are a peculiar people, mamas, trim healthy mamas. We're different.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We literally fortify ourselves at this time with practical immune boosters.
And so we don't stay up late on the internet watching the coronavirus latest news. We can stay up late if we feel like we're, you know, laughing with our family and it's a weekend and we're having fun. But let's go to bed with peace at a normal hour so we're not
sometimes we just have to turn it off, right? Yes. I mean, obviously we have to know the basics and what we can and can't do in society.
But can I say one thing too about this? Okay, this and Pearl, you may be like kicking me under the table, but I'm not close enough here for you to kick
me. I'll do a long distance kick.
So you may even say, Tim, delete it. I do believe, like I said, it has been taking out our elderly population, and that is upsetting to me. I mean, not like I'm going to go around angry, but it means I'm going to rise up and do something about it. You know, so as a Christian, I'm binding it. I'm saying no, gone. Corona, you're gone through the power of Jesus.
Corona's little C.
Yeah, little
Christ
C.
Christ is big C massive C.
Amen, yeah.
No, it says, I mean, no other name. He is the name above all names. Corona's the big name, but it's just a little name. People say, well, you're diminishing this huge epidemic. You bet I am.
Yes.
Because according to the Bible, his name is above every name. I feel like preaching.
Yeah, and I want to say it's not like we haven't even, you know, new people in the room that we haven't gone through anything. So it's like, oh, that, you know, wait till they go through something and then are they going to see that? No, we've gone through things in our life. You know, we've called cancer the little C, not the big C, you know, and things like that. But I did want to say, okay, so we're not being careless, you know, trying to perpetuate the problem ourselves and going out and, you know, recklessly. We're doing our duty, but I don't believe personally. And Pearl, this
Tim,
is where
get ready, Tim. Yeah,
I don't believe that this corona is any more scary for those with strong immune systems than the flu. In fact, 2 years ago, when my daughter was born, Solace, there was a flu that was so bad that I went and took her, and she got the flu at 3 weeks old. She's just a little tiny baby. And as I was getting tested, they said, you better hope this is RSV. I'm like, no, RSV. My firstborn had RSV. He was like in the nick for 2 weeks. This is really bad. She's like, no, you better hope it's RSV, because the flu this year is way worse than RSV. Okay, she had the flu. And it was and all of our Hilltop had that flu. And I remember texting back and forth, you know, to our sister Vange. Oh, Vange, you know, you got any soup? And she's like, oh, can't get off the couch, can't make soup, you know. So the point is, and then my husband, once we called him Typhoid Sam, but now we've learnt new truths. I wouldn't call him Typhoid Sam anymore. But he was so sick once with the flu. There was three people in his work environment that actually died from that flu.
Yes.
And down in Mississippi when he was working night shifts in a nuclear plant. So they obviously probably had lower immune systems. Yes. But the point is that I believe media has perpetuated some of this, right? And the fear is, so if you're listening, if you have a strong immune, like I said, we're going to battle for those with weaker immune systems and help them out and pray for them. But we are perpetuating the problem when we fear it for ourselves. If we are strong and we're making our children fear, let's stay home all day long and worry and make tinctures all day long. Like, make a tincture, yes, for goodness sake. But when you're thinking it's any more going to kill you in your strong immune system than the flu, I don't believe that that's the case.
Yeah, I'll let you go with a caution, Serene. Tim, stand by.
Pearl, but Pearl, you think that.
I
you
agree.
Tell me on the
phone
all day
long. No, I so agree, Serene. I mean, I do. We just, you know, where's that line between politically correct and trying to pass truth? And that's what I always, you know.
She's the more politically correct sister.
And I'm not really in a way. I'm just trying to not get us in trouble.
But are you worried for your own health?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Absolutely not.
Thank you,
I'm
Judge.
Not worried.
I sit down.
I refuse. First of all, I refuse to be worried. But yeah, I know. I probably, if I even did cough, I don't think I've got such a strong immune system. But that's one thing I always say. I always go around saying I've got such a strong immune system.
Me too. And
Leslie, come on, Popsy. Leslie wants to say something. Yeah,
this is Pasamo coming from a situation where she ain't going for the scriptures for help. And she's got an anchor of
Leslie
peace.
Is not a Christian believer. So you can talk, Leslie.
I really value all y'all's ways, though. Mm. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on
you,
I think
you're awesome, too. So I wanted to say, I don't know what I want to say so many things, but I'm totally PC, Pearl, I promise.
Yeah.
I'm not a news watcher. I'm not that girl. Like, it's not part of my daily life. I found myself the last 3-4 days just checking, you know, just checking in and see. And I'm really I don't know. Like, they say that this, you know, media is just this, like, you know, I was almost disappointed that we were doing a podcast on Corona today, because we just by even acknowledging it, right?
Right, because it's just the whole world is crazy about it.
But we're so doing this in a positive way.
We're trying to undo the fear, Pops.
Right, but it's like it's so hard to not acknowledge some. Do you know what I mean? Like, so anyway, I was just saying, like, I think you guys are awesome, and I think that the world really needs to hear this podcast today, tomorrow, whenever.
Yeah.
And then I was just going to say, like, I don't know, like, maybe I think it's really cool that, you know, like, we're all from different backgrounds, but in this room, like, literally the four of us, me, producer John here, Serene Pops and Pearly Pops, we're all so in sync with how we feel about this particular situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, me with, you know, my background, you know, like, I'm not going to say no faith, but like, just, I don't have, but I'm also so, feel so like I'm not in fear at all for me. And my dad is 67, retired. So, and you know, there's these 3 days that I tuned into the news out of curiosity that I hate myself for, but they're guilting like millennials and Gen X about, like, not living in fear. There was all this guilt.
There is guilt right now that
because
if you don't
millennials,
live in,
just because you're not, I'm not millennial, by the way, Gen X, but, you know, just because you're not at risk in your age bracket and you're immune, blah, 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 you know, think about if you cause sickness to your grandpa, you know, and I was just like, gross, people, stop. That's such an ugly emotion to, like, throw guilt at people and shame at people.
You can do your duty without wearing guilt.
Well, here's my purpose for my pops, and I love my dad, and he, you know, he gave me literally life, but also he supported all of my dreams, and, you know, and I'm now, I just feel like I'm returning now to him in his retired season. Yeah.
Yeah. He lives with Popsy.
Part of my purpose
Pops lives with
is
Popsy.
To give my pops a purpose, right? Yes. So I sent him on errands, because otherwise he would relish in sedentary. What is that word?
Yep.
Sedentary. You say it all the time in his recliner, right? Just cause he loves it. He loves watching the sports. He's freaking out. There's no sports. And that's part of my, like, to him is to put him on little errands every day. But then, like, the guilt, shame, and, like, you know, oh, that, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to freak out for him and say, Dad, you know, like, I have things for him to do today, like actual things. And I don't want to be, like, scared to send my dad out to the, because I just think it's, oh, gosh, I don't know. It's so hard. But, you know, the guilt does seep in a little bit, like, maybe I shouldn't send my dad on anything. But what's worse for him? For him to just sit still for 2 weeks?
Well, and that's a choice for us all. Sometimes for someone to sit there in absolute, you know, depression, your immune system's going to go further down than if you're, like, feeling on top of the world, like, I count, I'm worthy, I make a difference. Obviously, we want to be careful when we send, yeah, I mean, we make wise decisions here too, but I mean, yeah, these are crazy times. What do you want to say, John? Let's definitely get Tim ready now.
No need. No, I just wanted to, first of all, applaud Leslie's message, and I want to lift up that message even further and just throw out this is just something that's been on my mind last 48 hours, just because I've been watching it happen.
You have a wife with a different immune.
Some of you know, my wife Dawn.
There you go.
We've been living with talk about a compromised immune system. She's got probably one of the most compromised
immune
systems.
Oh, let's not say that, though.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. It is a fact. Her immune system is absolutely
I know that.
Broken
I totally agree
and compromised.
With you. And I have no place to say that, but I'm just saying,
I have watched my amazing wife mm-hmm. not a microscopic piece of fear.
Wow.
Everyone, family, friends, neighbors, all coming to her going, oh my gosh, oh my God. And she's just not even, it's just another day.
Yeah.
It's just I'm telling you this as her husband who mm-hmm. sees her. I see all the good, I see all the bad, mm-hmm. I see everything in between. Mm-hmm. I see her in the morning, in the evening. I mean,
for new people in the room, she is in a wheelchair and she yes.
Yeah, she suffers from a number of things, you know, multiple sclerosis being mm-hmm. one of them. But I mean not even like the piece of fear.
Do you think because she's so settled in her soul?
I think it has it is absolutely anchored in her faith.
Yes.
That is number one. Number two, she has to be married to me, so we have conversations about things probably a lot
of
people
and
don't
have conversations
about.
Yeah, and you refuse to fear. You absolutely
which he's not
to
saying here. Yeah.
He's
not bowing to the fear of the corona at all.
And for the record, I'm not fearful either, but I just think it's just to add on to Leslie's message, my wife, who on paper should be horrified.
On paper, that's what I meant. Forgive me if you were upset that I said, you know, let's not say that, because you can say whatever you want, but on paper, the facts are there. But, you know.
Yeah. Serena, it's not even possible for me to be upset with you.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe that.
I just think there's a truth that is bigger than the.
Maybe I was a little upset with you during that whole Diarrhea Rome episode.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, but it was out of love.
He voted for that to be taken out. I left it in.
Oh, I voted for it to be taken out. Pearl was on the question.
No, I loved it. It was good. Hey, I was going to say with all that living in confidence too, I think we do our duty to be wise, and we do our duty, like I said, not to dive into a bowl of sugar ice cream or to just start eating M&Ms because. See, that's what happens when we allow the stress, but we put a stop to it and say, no, I have the mind of Christ, or no, I refuse. My body is going to be strong and going to have a strong immune system. Hey, I have a strong immune system. And then we do things. We eat a lot of vitamin C rich foods. Okay. It's just smart. Green peppers, leafy greens. Baobab is the highest. It's the highest antioxidant of all foods in the world. It's our immune defense, and it's vitamin C. Natural consistency is so absorbable into the body. Like, yes, you can go get vitamin C from the store, and it might say 5,000 milligrams, but it's not as absorbable as in a whole
food. Or get those
food.
Little emergency packs that have got sugar, or fructose sweetener in them.
And then the other thing we can do, of course, collagen is an immune builder, but you know, we can talk about whey, Serene, our whey protein,
CrossFlow
microfiltered. Has one of the highest immune building things that you can do for your body. Mm-hmm. Raises your glutathione. Mm-hmm. And so these are just smart things we can do to
and defenses. And if you feel like you can't do that right now, like Pearl said, you know, peppers for the vitamin C.
Yeah, if you can't afford different, like
getting
extras.
Off the sugar and just, it's just
sugar
staying
just,
strong.
Sugar just depletes your immune system. It makes your white blood cells so much less effective at fighting invaders. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be doing it right now.
No.
I mean, usually we're so kind and we say, yeah, you fall off, just get on the wagon and it's okay. And you can do the sugar thing. And usually we're so much like that. But right now, like myself, oftentimes I'll just go eat like pie and all of that if I want to occasionally. But right now I'm just not, there's no sugar in my life right now. We're in different times.
And you know how you can actually go through, I mean, the fear of it and also the duty of not spreading it has made a lot of people be more at home.
Yes.
And so whatever, we can look at that miserably and say, oh, this is, you know, ugh. But, you know, there's a way of seeing the glass half full or half empty.
Absolutely.
And so we can think, hey, family time, family time, jigsaw puzzle
and
night.
Time for actually more cooking than I didn't usually have, creating these things.
Home and coziness.
Prepping. All of that stuff. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
John, did you want to say something before Serene ends this with all these beautiful scriptures?
No, when you said the words, you know, sugar taxes the immune system. It's one of the worst things you can be doing to your immune system. I just think that it's curious why that message isn't being
screamed
from the rooftops. Because everyone should know that. The you know what I mean?
Sugary stuff is flying off the shelves.
It's not hidden knowledge.
And you know? I just saw that, you know, I have been watching Better Than You. I keep having to turn it off because all these news conferences do really get into my spirit. And I find I can feel myself coming down. But I was watching also just yesterday. And these teams, they're working around the clock. They're amazing. These people really do care. You know, the teams, the CDC, I don't know what they're called. But they said, yeah, we've just been living on pizza. And I thought, not smart. Not smart for your body. You need to be here so you can make these decisions for the rest of the world. Get you some good food.
But that's just such a simple, that's a simple thing that everyone can do. I mean, everyone can avoid sugar and help their immune system. Everyone can do that.
Yeah.
So just that's just huge.
You know, and Germex may have flown off the shelf, and you know, I have my own thoughts on that anyway. But there's Claudial Silver may not have been thrown off the shelf. Maybe Amazon still has that. Claudial Silver is an incredible antiviral, antibacterial treatment. But Pearl, before I read some of these scriptures, Pearl had this download actually for our book, I'm That Girl. And Pearl, would you please share that?
Oh.
Because I really feel like it's huge. Because a lot of people, even if they haven't been touched with a loved one who has passed, an elderly loved one, or a lot of people, and even the millennials are being guilted out for not feeling like they're not traveling through the valley of the shadow of death, right?
Yeah.
The big fear thing is this is the valley of the shadow of death.
Right.
But actually, David, who wrote that scripture, actually went seriously through that himself. He was almost to death.
Well, I think we always go through things. You know, there are some things we can go through. And it's like, well, what do you say in times of really difficult times? Because you don't want to necessarily bury your heads in the sand and say, well, my grandfather didn't die when he just did.
Right, okay? Exactly.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Sometimes things are challenging. Sometimes life kicks. Mm. So what do we say during these times? What should our confession be? And I was looking at the 23rd Psalm, that this is in our I'm That Girl book. I was looking at it, you know, because he was going through a rough time through the valley of the shadow of death. Okay. And many of us say what we're going through and then stop. And it stops there.
Or add a bunch of.
Or add even worse things. Okay. Yeah. And we think that's natural, but you see, God is different. His ways are higher than ours. And God, David was a man after God's own heart. I looked at this 23rd Psalm like I never have looked at it before. I've sung that a million times. I've said it. We all know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And then it goes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. And then I stop there. I'm like, man, that's a difficult time. I looked at it as times in our lives that are extremely difficult. So
most people say, I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm so fearing the evil. Help me because I fear the evil and I'm so worried that I'm going to pass and all my family is going to pass.
Yeah, man, this is a scary thing, isn't it? This is a scary thing we're all going through. I'm so terrified because my aunt has got immune compromise and what am I going to do about her? And my mother is too and I'm just so worried. Okay, those are the things, authentic selves, right? They're the things we naturally want to say. But there's another way. Look at the 23rd Psalm. There's seven things.
Our authentic selves, meaning our flesh.
Yeah.
But not really who we're called to be, which is our
real
true selves.
No, but it's the PC word. It's the quote, you know, be your authentic self. Everyone wants to be the authentic self these days. Like if you're worried, just worry. If you want to have a pity party, just have a pity party. It's all authentic.
That's the way we train our children.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Have a fit.
Yeah, I understand you're angry right now. It's okay to be angry. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's not. There's a better way. There's something better to put on than that. But look, seven things in that scripture.
Right after he says, I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, then he does seven positives.
I know, and seven is God's number for perfection. Okay, but I just found these, and I'm not even like a big old preacher, Baptist preacher, but I found them. Look, after that.
No, it's Pearl Priscilla Pentecostal.
So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, right? After that, he says, number one, these are the proclamations. These can be our own proclamations. I will fear no evil. You are with me. Two, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
That's the word.
Three, You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. A table, that means every good thing, yeah. Everything we need, okay? You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. That's overflowing.
That's more than half full.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Six, that was six. Seven, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, not the house of fear?
No, the house of the Lord. What a confession.
I love that. And was it the same David that said, you know, I would have perished had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living?
Yeah.
So he was going through the rough times. He's like, I would have perished, but... Yeah. I believed I'd see the goodness of the Lord.
And you know what? The same thing. And if you want to go to the New Testament, Paul, you know, people talk about how Paul boasted in his weakness. There's a scripture, but they only do half the scripture. Paul was beat up at the time, okay? He'd just come and three times he said he was attacked by a spirit. And you know, obviously it was that spirit had caused people to beat him up. So he had eyes and bruises. Theologians and historians say he was completely beat up. So he's talking about how his body was weak at the time. But he said, he talked about, you know, through my weakness, but he said, but then I boast in God's power through me. So he didn't stop at weakness. And that's what we'd want to do. We want to stop.
The weakness was only shared so that the God's greatness could be paramount. It was like setting the stage, but look at his power to set me free. And
it was just a setup for the end of the verse, and no one quotes the end of the verse. They were said, oh, Paul boasted in his weakness. But then it says, no, but for his power through me. His power, for he's not given us a spirit of fear, the word says, but of love, vagus nerve right there, people, of power and a sound mind.
Can I just tell you something? Yeah. I've heard that said. Different theologians have said he's not given us a spirit of fear, but what has he given us? Love, the Father.
Mm.
Okay. Power, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Sound mind, the Word.
So
the
good,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
45 minutes in. Let's end with these scriptures because I know I want to hear them.
And you know, I'll just go down, you know, some of them. I just pulled up a bunch of scriptures on peace. But it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
Called.
We are called to peace. And it says, and be thankful. Mm. Thankfulness is another thing that is beautiful. Such medicine for us. Such medicine.
Gratitude raises the immune system too. That's science. They did this study on three different groups of people. Serene, get your scriptures ready. Mm-hmm. The first one, they said, write down just that, you know, things that you find really annoying in your life. The other people were like, write down just general things. Don't be happy or sad about them. Just write down like journal your life. The third group said, write down things that you really found you were grateful for this week. So that third group, they tested them, their blood, everything, their doctor's visit. Their health was radically better than the other two groups.
It's amazing. You know, so in that scripture I just read, it said called to peace. And then in Hebrews 12, it says make every effort to live in peace. And then in 1 Peter 3, verse 11, it says, they must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. Ooh. So it might be like we're watching the news and whatever and filling our minds with that kind of thing. And it's like, oh, I want peace. You just want it like something that's just handed in your lap. But we're called to it first. So so we're being given the...
We know it's what we're supposed to go after.
To walk in. So we're being given that commission.
Yes.
But then we're told to seek it. And to pursue it and to make every effort.
Yeah.
So it's like I wake up in the morning today and it's like, okay, I'm not going to spend my time working myself into fear. I'm going to spend my time working myself into peace.
Serene.
I'm going to make effort for this peace, not just wait for it to be handed in my lap. Like,
Serene, I want to read right now what you sent me a text when I woke up this morning. Well, you know, I was saying yesterday, well, Serene, we're going to have to make, you know, big differences in our businesses. So many people going through things right now in their businesses. Let's acknowledge that it's tough for a lot of businesses right now, and we have to make, you know, sacrifices and things like that. But you texted this to me. You know that my spirit was just a little bit getting out of peaceful mode. And you're like, Pearl girl, this is my text from Serene this morning. All that has been established in the Trim Healthy Mama business is from God, not us. He has already overcome the world. He is in control and holds out his arms of peace to us. We do our duty, and that never includes worry. Our greatest duty is rest, Pearl. I'm preaching to me and you.
I love it. But it is. Our duty is to rest. Yeah. And so our work is to rest. No, it's not in laboring, you know, that's stressful. It's the work of rest is delightful because he says my burden is easy. It's light, you know, to take my yoke upon you because it's easy. And then, so I love that fact that we can work on the peace. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So we don't have to wait for our fear to go, and you're watching your news, the news, and you're working, you're talking about corona all day, giving it authority all day long, really. You know, the more we talk about something, the more we're building it up. So it's difficult for us to say, well, I wish I wouldn't be fearful. But it says, no, cast.
And you know, you brought out the meaning of that word cast, Serena, in our book for I'm That Girl. When you look into the actual meaning of it in the Greek, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean just drop it off or get it off. It just means to actually violently hurl it off you. Mm. Violently grab it and hurl it like across the room. So when these thoughts of fear and stuff come, or cares,
yeah,
God actually tells us to hurl it at him.
Yeah.
To hurl off it. Us and hurl it yes. at him. He's so big, you'll just take it.
I was reading the next scripture, so I don't know exactly what example you used that I had written there in the book, because Pearl goes and she makes everything perfect and chucks out all my points that don't, you know,
match,
or they're just too much spice and cumin, you know. So, but so I wasn't concentrating what you said just right there, Pearl. But did you talk about how it's like they would take the saddle off of the beast of burden and just hurl it off? Did you say
yes,
that?
Yes, I did. I said you did. Cast and hurl. Throw violently.
Yeah, but did you say that it was that
no,
image?
I didn't do the beast of burden.
The burdens on the beast, like the donkey, it has all those packs. You've seen it in things like a donkey going up the mountain in Peru. Yeah. It was all these. And in the Middle East, they used to carry all the burdens on this beast. But to take all of that, and you can't just slide it off. It's so much. You have to get some oomph into it. Mm-hmm. You have to hurl it. It's so interesting.
And we're at 50 minutes, but let's just take the last 5 minutes. We're going to go a little longer today because I want to get these scriptures in.
And can I just say, as we've been reading, and I didn't put two and two together till now, everything I seem to be reading about peace has an action to it. You know, it was your call, which is him giving the action, but it's the striving and it's the pursuing and it's the seeking. And now it says peacemakers who sow
it
in peace, reap a harvest.
Ooh.
So it's the sow. Now we're told another action to sow peace. So today, as you're listening, when this whole party, it's gone, for the rest of the day, let's challenge. I'm challenging myself too. Am I going to be sowing peace?
Sow it into our words.
Yes.
Sow it into our thoughts. Sow it into our children's lives.
Into our children. That's the other. It says peacemakers now, and I feel like that's personal, but it's for those around us too. You know, because we're responsible for our children's journey to walk through this too. Mm-hmm. You know, my little girl started washing their hands like crazy, and I'm like, hey. It's your duty. Great, wonderful. But I don't want to see that soap going on every 10 minutes.
No.
You know? So we're trusting in God, not our soap. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So it transcends all understanding. You know, you may be filled with a bunch of numbers and statistics about the corona and blah, blah, blah. But it transcends the peace of God. He says, my peace is not like the world can give.
Yeah.
Now the world, the peace that we get from the world is when everything's hunky-dory. Do they say that over here, hunky-dory?
Hunky-dory just means, it's a down under word. It just means perfect. When everything's going smooth, that's the peace of the world, right?
Because it makes sense.
Yeah.
But
when the stock market comes back up, everyone will think, oh, peace. You know, when the virus goes down, everyone will think, oh, peace.
The peace of God is not logical. It's
in during the times of crisis. That's when we sow it, right, Serena?
It transcends all understanding and it will guard your hearts and your minds. So we have to guard our minds through Christ Jesus. We have to guard our minds because our minds can just, like Pearl said, fear can go rampant through our minds and it's out of control. And when it's out of control, it's like a wildfire and it starts maybe your husband being late for work and then you're weeping over the grave in like minutes, like no, minuscule seconds. It's like all a big fast forward movie. I love this. This is another action. Deceit is in the hearts of those who plot evil. But those who promote peace have joy.
That's what we're doing today, and I do feel joyful.
Yeah, now the media is promote. No, I'm not. Now, you know, I'm not all like, oh, the media.
No, they're doing a job.
They are doing a job. However, overall, it's promoting chaos.
Yeah.
Because it's building fear. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe you can get on there and say, this is the duty. We're not going to gather in gatherings more than this amount. And we're going mm-hmm. to, you know, don't go out for needless blah, 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 blah. And, you know, don't plan trips to the zoo. And,
yeah.
you know, I understand that. Yeah. All for it. Shake all of your hands. High five. But I feel like there's a point where we're promoting a pandemic of fear.
Absolutely.
And so let's promote amongst ourselves as you go out today, and maybe you're not going out today. As you stay out and text your friends today, promote peace. Because you know what? It's the peace yes. that's going to strengthen the atmosphere, because it's going to get everybody's, besides from the spiritualness of it, it's going to yes. get everybody's immune system stronger if they're not living in fear.
Preach
so let's
it,
promote
girl.
It. Oh, here's one. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace. Effort. I love it. Seek peace again, it says in another verse here. Anyway, we could go on and on and on and on.
I think we've covered it. I think we're good. I feel joyful. Just the fact that we've been promoting peace here today, Serene.
And then it says here in another one, Psalms 37, a future awaits those who seek peace.
Oh, that's huge. Seek. Because right now it's like, oh, future is bleak, right? The headlines. You turn on anything right now, future is bleak.
I love
it's going to get worse.
Psalm 85, 8, I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let them not turn to folly. Okay, so we can have the promises of the Lord all day long. But if we're turning to the pandemic of fear, if we're turning to bowing to this corona like it is your boss.
Not my boss.
Or your master. So we're not going to turn to folly. That's the only way we're going to receive the promises. Anyway, I could go on and on, but.
I think we've done our duty, eh?
Yeah.
I think our duty was to promote peace and. You guys, your duty is to promote it too. It's all of ours. We're the mama overcomers. We're trim, healthy mamas. We're trim, healthy mamas. Nothing's going to stop us. We're the mama overcomers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.